This June, the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra will premiere a new work from the Indianapolis composer, vocalist, and musician, Hannah Benn. Hannah's solo work defies classification, featuring intricate vocal layering with refined electronic production. Here's an excerpt from her 2019 release, Divide. Hannah's piece for the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra is a double concerto for oboe and bassoon, titled A Through Line. I recently spoke with Hannah Benn to learn more about the work, and we were joined by ISO musicians Ivy Ringel and Jennifer Kristen.
I'm Hannah Benn. I'm a composer, a local composer to Indianapolis. And I have written a double concerto titled A Through Line.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kristen, and I'm originally from Buffalo, New York, but I've been principal oboe at the Indianapolis Symphony since 2012. And I feel lucky enough to be performing A Through Line by Hannah Benn.
Hi, I'm Ivy Ringel, principal bassoon of the ISO. I'm originally from Hillsborough, North Carolina, and I've been with the ISO since 2019. And I am also very lucky and excited to be performing Hannah Benn's A Through Line.
Hannah Benn has contributed to high-profile projects across the modern music landscape. As a vocalist, she can be heard on Michelle Ndege Ocello's Grammy-winning album, The Omnichord Real Book, and the Academy Award-nominated soundtrack for Everything Everywhere All at Once. As a composer, her work has been performed at Carnegie Hall. I asked Hannah if it was meaningful to have her work performed by her hometown orchestra.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, it's a blessing, I'd say. I've never done anything really on the scale in my hometown, so it just feels great.
Tell us a bit about the work.
I think in writing this work, which I've never done something like written a concerto before. So in writing concerto, I'm listening to different works and trying to find like a needle to the thread of like, how am I going to conceive this piece? Because I'm not an oboist. I don't play bassoon. I don't have that perspective in writing. So to come up with ideas for me, the through line is my voice. So of course, this piece is, like a lot of my work, is very lyrical and melodic and, yeah.
After completing the work, Hannah met with Ivy Ringel and Jennifer Kristen to review the score. Jennifer shared her thoughts on that process.
It was a really wonderful meeting that we had with Hannah once we had a chance to go through the score and the parts. And yeah, we did have some notes, and I was really, I think we both feel very fortunate that Hannah was very collaborative with any edits. I mentioned at one point, like, you know, this is going to be hard, but we can do it. And Hannah, I remember you said something like, oh no, like, I don't want to add any more stress to anything. Like, I don't want it to feel hard. And that made me feel really appreciative of your style of writing for us. And something else that I remember you said that I liked, it goes back to your idea of feeling. A lot goes on feeling. And you mentioned to us, like, even as we're going through, even for the performances, to go off of feeling and what feels right. And I really liked that, too.
The majority of the ISO's repertoire features classical masterworks from the 19th and 20th century. I asked Ivy if she enjoyed having the chance to premiere a new work.
I personally love this process of bringing a new work to life. It's a rare gift in our world to take something that's so uncharted and get to put kind of not only Hannah's voice to life, but our own voice, our own kind of interpretation of her voice. And there's something that's very invigorating and refreshing about creating with so much less limitations. Because as beautiful as performing the masterworks can be, you have all these recordings, you have all these references, all these conventions, and a new commission, and you're free from that.
The Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra will perform Hannah Benn's a through line on June 13th and the 14th. For WFYI, I'm Kyle Long.